Points we have interview chair Len Bestoff, NBC Connecticut chief investigative reporter. Len, good morning, and as always, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Well, thanks for having us again. Good morning to you all.
Good morning, good morning. He's a regular.
Well, he sure is.
That's good.
And the great folks at NBC Connecticut are as well. You know, Len, we were talking about the property tax on motor vehicles earlier. I had speculated last week when they floated the idea that this thing would be eliminated next year. It wasn't going to happen, but you have followed this closely over the years. So what's your take on all of this? I'm going to ask you to get that microphone up just a little bit so you get right into it. There you go.
There you go. It's been a while in radio. You know, I used to do radio a long time ago, but now I'm a TV guy. So I apologize for that. We have done with the NBC Connecticut Troubleshooters a bunch of coverage on out-of-state plate issues for years. Starting probably around 2014, even 2013. And it's been fascinating when you look at the measures people will go to try to avoid paying property taxes on their vehicles in our state.
Yeah. I mean, you see a lot of these out-of-state license plates, but the people live in Connecticut, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's legal in the sense that other states literally will turn a blind eye to it, especially what we found in our research was the state of Maine, where basically they have it set up so that trucking companies can do it. And whether or not you think that's legitimate or not, you know, you can debate that. But what's happened is it's sort of opened this window for people with motor vehicles, just SUVs, cars, whatever, to actually mail in essentially a check and be able to get Maine license plates back in the mail. And
we're just sending in a check?
Yeah, they sign over a power of attorney to this company, whether it's MTS, not MTS. I can't remember the name of the company. I'm okay. Getting my acronyms
right.
Mixed up. But basically, there's three or four companies in Maine that will do this with you. And the state of Maine just holds up its hands and says, oh, well, you know, folks can do this if they want to. It's illegal in Connecticut, but it's not illegal in Maine, and they can reduce their car taxes. But what has happened, as you all were talking, I believe it was Monday, about the capping of the car tax.
Yeah. Right.
That's when the changes began, and it wasn't as profitable or it wasn't saving you as much money to get the main plates.
Right.
But what our research showed subsequently is that it is incredible the efforts that municipalities, especially cities, will undertake to try to track down these folks. For example, I believe it was New Haven we did a troubleshooter story about 3-4 years ago. They hired a company, and this is the company called MTS,
okay,
that would go around and figure out who was actually using out-of-state plates, you know, scofflaws. And they actually found about $1 million worth of tax money. But the deal was if MTS found it and got them back on the tax rolls, MTS got half the money. Huh. At least not the recurring revenue,
right,
but the initial revenue. So there still is a big cost to tracking all these folks down. And then I talked with the tax assessor in Manchester for one of our other troubleshooter stories. And what he said is even if, and Waterbury also I know has this issue, even if you catch somebody, it can take months, if not years, to prove it and get them back on the tax rolls because folks fight it.
How do they fight it?
I was going to ask that. How do they fight it?
Well, you got to prove. It's incumbent upon you as a municipality that you have to prove that you lay your head down in a bed in Waterbury, in New Haven, in Hartford for 6 months and one day of the year. And so how do you prove it? These companies or municipalities, if they can't afford a company, they have to get their folks to go out on successive occasions over, let's say, a month, 2 month, 3 month, 4 month period, take photographs of the cars and say, okay, Lavallo, your car's in Torrington, on March 3rd, on April 17th, on May 22nd, we think you're living here.
But that's still not proving 6 months in a day.
No, it's a high bar, and so
how much are we saving here? What is the amount of money that they will save if they do this out of state?
I mean, in the case of New Haven, like I was telling you, that was about $1 million in when they got Metro Traffic Services or Metro. I can't remember the name. It's MTS out of Shelton. Sorry, MTS.
Okay.
But in that one time when they had a contract with them, I think it was over a 2-year period, they recovered about $1 million. But then MTS,
oh my goodness,
they got a big chunk of that money.
Right. But what's fascinating to me is you can you contract through the state of Maine, or is there a third party?
Third party.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you contact this third party, you send them a check, you get a Maine license plate and registration,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that part of it is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to the city in Connecticut, the municipality in Connecticut, to prove that you've got, let's say, a Maine marker plate, but you are parking that vehicle 6 months and a day in that municipality.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's a number of states where this is an issue, where folks will go and get plates from other states. New York State mm-hmm. is another one.
Florida.
Florida, of course. Yeah. Yes, Florida.
You see
Florida
South plates Dakota all over the place. South Dakota is a state, too.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
hey,
South
it's been
Dakota.
A year or so since we've done the story, so I'm sure there's other ones that are coming up. And the problem is that the state of Connecticut can't just go to these other states and say, give us your tax rolls, give us a list of all your registrants with Connecticut addresses who have plates
Why
in your state.
Why can't they do that?
Because basically it's up to the other states if they want to give that stuff over. And so in one of our troubleshooter stories, we showed that Vermont, and I think Maine, actually gave the rolls over, but New York, Massachusetts, all these other states would not. There was a bill by a state senator in Connecticut to try to get the DMV in Connecticut to start being more aggressive in trying to get these lists from other states. I think mm-hmm. it was Senator McLaughlin out of Danbury mm-hmm. was working on that. There's even another complication to all this.
Really?
And that is the laws we have in Connecticut, which enable law enforcement officers to actually give somebody an infraction for an out-of-state plate. Up until this last legislative session, if the vehicle wasn't moving, if it was just parked,
right.
an officer couldn't do anything, even if he or she observed that, hey, it was a Maine plate, and let's say there wasn't an inspection sticker in the window. That's one of the ways you can tell okay. it's someone who just got the Maine plate mm-hmm. just to avoid the taxes.
Right.
Representative Guerrera, along with some fellow Democrats and I believe some Republicans, mm-hmm. came in together, and they passed a law as part of the omnibus DOT bill. So now law enforcement officers in Connecticut, I believe as of October 1st, can give an infraction out on a moving vehicle now.
Okay.
If it's an out-of-state.
Wow.
Vehicle.
Interesting.
I got a question when we come back.
Speaking of moving vehicles, right?
17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, and let's check and see just how the bumper-to-bumper crowd is doing. And here she is. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
And good morning, Brad. We have a rough go as you make your way downtown. In Hartford, there's a manhole fire. Columbus Boulevard subject to closure near the convention center. Use Main Street instead. Those delays backed up all the way to the Founders Bridge. And 84 eastbound exit 39 down to 46. That's very heavy. An earlier accident at Sisson Avenue causing some leftover delays there. And a check of 91. That is very slow. Southbound exit 37 down to 32 in Windsor with some stop-and-go traffic there. I'm Janelle Prisman. I'll be back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I have got a way, I think, that could solve this whole problem. And it would be to do away, like Florida does, so you don't tax the cars.
Well,
just
I mean,
don't
that,
tax them.
That
I
was
mean,
the supposed effort that was underway in the state legislature during this budget negotiation.
What happened?
They found out that the municipalities couldn't do without the revenue.
I know, I know. Couldn't do without the taxes.
You know, you also brought up something
ridiculous.
Else, and we're talking with Len Bestoff, NBC Connecticut. He's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Len, you also brought up something else. The resources that these municipalities use in order to... And they're already stretched thin, these municipalities, with the resources they use to track down these scoff laws.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get these companies that'll come in and do it. And then sometimes the other thing that municipalities will do, I know Waterbury has recently decided that we're not going to go with this company anymore. We're going to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. But that's still time and effort. These are, in some cases, these are law enforcement officers who have a lot of other things they could be doing. And then the other problem is, getting these folks to pay. A lot of people will fight it. They'll come up with all different reasons, show different addresses where they live. You all are very familiar with back when the car tax was not capped. People would say, okay, I don't really live in Waterbury where, let's say, it's 75 mils.
Right.
It used to be, let's say, mm-hmm. 74, 75. And, oh, no, I live at my sister's in Woolcott, where it's 38. Or, you know, I'm making up numbers here, but I mean, you get the idea.
Yeah.
So the car tax cap certainly helps. But, Brad, I think your idea is something that, you know, Dan, you were talking about on Monday, too, that legislators are looking at a way to get rid of this. But, of course, the thing is, you've got to come up with a different way to tax folks. And I will say this, in all our stories on folks avoiding car taxes, it was almost up and down the line, it was folks that didn't have a lot of money to begin with. So you do have to ask the question, who does the car tax really hurt the most? I mean, you could have, back before the car tax cap in Hartford, when it was 74, 75 mils, you could have somebody with a 2007 SUV that was owing $600 in car tax for each year.
Right.
So why are people trying to avoid it? That's why.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean,
no doubt about it.
That's $50 a month.
Yeah.
You know, that could be used for something else. So now what you're saying is in the area of car tax, your investigation found that most of the people who essentially dodged the law were people who didn't make much income?
That's what we were finding. A lot of these folks, we were riding around with a law enforcement officer, and the woman told him, I just need this car to get to work. Mm-hmm. But she was a salt-of-the-earth kind of woman, and she's like, I could barely afford the car, let alone the taxes.
So how did they get the wherewithal, then, to find out about these out-of-state license plates? Is there a third party coming into the state and going to the people, particularly who don't have much money, and say, look, we can help you legitimately get out-of-state license plates?
I think it's just word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, they're going to try. There's no question. No question about it. And, you know, once in a while you do see a Vermont. You say, I have seen more Vermont plates mm-hmm. in Connecticut than I have anything else.
Well, I've got to tell you, I see a lot of, not a lot, but I do see Vermont plates, mm-hmm. Maine plates, and New York plates mm-hmm. in Torrington. And you ask yourself, well, are these people really from New York, Vermont, or Maine?
Mm-hmm. And especially out like Torrington and Waterbury and Danbury, a lot of times what you see are the New York plates because you pay that tax once and then you're done. Vermont, I will tell you, back when I was at News 12 Connecticut in Norwalk in 1990 and 91, I did see a lot of Vermont plates because these are folks that had a second home.
That's okay. That's true, too.
Right.
Yep.
Well, does that sort of get you off the hook in a way if you have that second home in these states?
It's a way to get yourself off the hook, but, you know, certainly you're not living 6 months in Vermont
in most
cases.
Right. Exactly. Now, you got some other stories coming up, NBC Connecticut, the troubleshooters, and NBC Connecticut News. What's going on?
Oh, we got some great stories. Coming up this week, Friday night at 11, Keisha Grant is going to be following up on her exclusive interview with Maren Sanchez's mother. That was the young lady who was killed at the high school in Milford a few years ago.
Yes.
And her foundation is now working to teach young ladies how to better defend themselves, self-defense classes. And Keisha's going to have an exclusive look at some of the great efforts going on there. Coming up Monday, we talked about this one the last times I was here, talking about the tick epidemic we have in our state.
Yes.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not, no
how
pun intended.
How big is it?
It's huge. The ticks are bigger. And that's part
really?
Of the story. And no pun intended, but we're not out of the woods with ticks just yet.
Wow.
And there's a big story coming up Monday where we're going to show you what's going on now and why you still really need to be careful with yourself or your pets. And I'll give you this little teaser. I can't say everything right now, but we're working on another story about the Whiting Forensic. We got the Whiting Forensic Division in Middletown. We have a big story we're working on for next week. We're hoping to get the state to talk on this story.
You know what I can't understand, and I'm glad you brought that up. I cannot understand why the state of Connecticut, okay, has not gone in and really done a number and said, this is what we have, this is our problem. Why are they trying to be so secretive about this? This is what I can't understand.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question, and we don't know the answer there. I will tell you just in my years of experience as a reporter, you find that when you cover institutions or state agencies where there are any protections, whether it's FERPA in schools, whether it's HIPAA in hospitals, whether it's one kind of patient confidentiality issue or another, or student confidentiality. That's where you see these issues. One of the folks you had on yesterday, Kevin Brookman, was talking about Hartford Public Schools.
Absolutely.
And the problem is there's a lot of darkness there in terms of transparency, because these are students and you can't talk about it necessarily because you can't identify anybody. But the question is, are folks really protecting the kids, or are they trying to keep this out of the public view?
There it is.
There you go. Len, I love you. Will you take a car on the car tax? Take a call on the car tax?
I'll give it a shot. I'm not as good as you guys.
Let's go to Jerry in Amden. Welcome to Brad and Dan, Jerry.
Hey, Dan, I just want to let you know that in Hamden, Connecticut, where I live, the accessory, I'm a dealer also, a used car dealer, and what she did is she sent the form out to us that we just got, and she wants us to put down all the vehicles that any of our employees drive, and she wants to bill them for the vehicles, and she also wants the new car dealers to send in the information of all their salesmen that are using cars so she can tax Partica Chevrolet, who's got 50, he's got 54 plates, she said, and she wants to start taxing all the dealers in Hamden. And it's just another way to try to raise tax money. But all our inventory is for sale. It's an unfair thing that she's trying to do, but she's actually coming after all the used car and new car dealers, and she wants their employees and them, if their wife has a car, she wants to know what car it is, and she wants to tax them
on
the car that they drive home.
Well, are you talking about these cars that have the dealer's plate on them?
Yes, a used car dealer. All our inventory is for sale, but she says that dealers are giving plates to their wives to drive back and forth to the office, say, or their employees, their mechanics take a car home. She wants to find out who they are, and she wants to start billing the dealership, taxing the car that they're driving, and she wants to put it on our property taxes due by the end of October. She wants us to put that on our property tax so that she can collect more taxes. But where she's going to run into a problem is all the inventory we have is for sale every day, but she wants to start taxing, making the dealers pay tax on the cars that they drive home.
And where is this again?
Hamden, Connecticut.
Whoa. Sounds like a story for the troubleshooters, Len.
Boy, there's one for you right there.
And by the way, we're paying like 46 mils in Hamden on our property taxes.
Yeah.
So now she even wants the dealers to, if they have a tow car, she wants the model number of that tow car and make so that she can tax them on that tow car.
Boy, oh boy. Hamden, Connecticut.
Well, it would seem to me, Jerry, you could get around that just by switching the dealer's plates to a different car every day if you wanted to. Then how is she going to get you?
What she wants to do is she wants to have you, on the form she sent out, you got to put down all your marker plates that you have, all your dealer plates, and she wants to know on what vehicles are each dealer plate on.
She's going to tax the fleet.
Yeah. So what the dealers are going to do is they can just register a car. They're going to have to not register the car. They're going to have to put down their vehicles that their wife drives or their...
That's unbelievable.
Now, another thing is, with like Partica Chevrolet, she wants to go after.
Right.
So they've got 25 salesmen. Salesmen don't make a... Used car salesmen, new car salesmen don't make a lot of money. So she's going to now cause Partica Chevrolet to turn around and have to figure out another way to give. That's like an extra commission to the salesman to take a car home.
So tax that too?
Well, it's she's after money because let's face it, Hamden's broke.
No wonder. Yeah. No wonder.
Wow. This is wild.
But now, you know, and by the way, I pay $10,000 a year for my dealer plates, and every plate on a dealer plate is $200.
Wow.
It's no free lunch for us.
Jerry, keep up the fight, and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, please.
I will.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Bye. Wow. Len, out of time, got 15 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'll tell you this. I don't know all the particulars of that situation, but another thing trucking companies will do is they'll put their trailers with plates from out of state. Another way to avoid the tax.
Wild stuff. Thanks, Len.
Thank you, Len.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep it up. 8:30 in the morning, my friends. Stay with us. More to come. Boy, this is unbelievable. What was that? Is that Hamden?
Hamden.
Hamden. Yeah. Stay out of Hamden.